We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome back to the Field of 68, live from the Final Four. We are at Huss Brewing Company. We are at East Monroe Street in downtown Phoenix, Arizona. And before we get back to our Final Four programming, it is time for a brand new game that we're unveiling on this week's show. It's called Who He Coached For? Who He Coached For? I'm going to give you a name, and you're going to tell me.
No, we're doing it now.
Well, we're just doing one. We're just doing one. This is just an appetizer. Yeah. One or two. This is a little primer to have some fun with
the
game.
I want to see RC with this one.
All right.
This game should be fun.
Okay, so here we go. Here we go.
Yeah.
The name of this coach, who he coached for, David Riley.
RC, he just got a job.
It's a trick question. He just got a new job today.
Right, he just got a job at Washington State, RC. And if you don't, if you don't get it right, you have to drink.
I just drink.
Drink again. Drink again.
All right, give us another one, Fane.
You know it, don't you?
It was at Eastern Washington.
Right.
Now
he's
at Washington State.
He got it.
And he now?
He's now where?
Wazoo.
Wazoo. You want another one?
Yeah, let's go.
Let's keep going.
All right, here we go. I'm going to make sure I've – all right, one more name here.
But we can do a couple of these. It's a fun drinking game.
Okay. Danielle Robinson.
You got it, RC?
No.
You don't know?
Let him drink.
He doesn't know.
You know? Cleveland State.
Cleveland State. You didn't know that?
Cleveland State. I'll drink anyway.
You look at me like I'm
bring
crazy for not knowing Cleveland
me,
State.
Fanta. Come on.
In fairness to me, I am sleep deprived right now.
All
right.
Come on. Sleep.
I'm okay.
Come on.
Go ahead. No excuses. Let's go.
All right.
Rule 76. No excuses.
We got no excuses.
Play like a champion.
Ivan Thomas.
Oh, where did you just get?
I got it.
Drink. Kennesaw State.
Nope.
I got it.
You got it?
I got it.
Go ahead.
It's HBCU.
I got it. Hampton.
Hampton. The Pirates. So I've stumped you. You're 0 for 3?
Boston.
Did you know Boston's Ivan Thomas?
I got David Riley. I'm 1 for 3.
One. He's one.
Hey,
one.
No, he's 2 for 13 now.
I'm 3 for
3. You're 3 for 3. He's 2 for 13. He had one more shot to make him think he hot now. He getting it back. He checked.
All right, here we go.
Hold on.
I'm thinking right now. Stan Johnson.
Easy.
Come on, RC.
Loyola.
Drink for that one.
We all know that. Loyola Marymount.
RC knew it.
Drink for that one,
Fanta. Yeah, I don't know about that.
I don't think you knew it.
RC definitely knew it. RC definitely knew it.
All right, what else?
Rob Senderoff.
Easy. Come on, this is easy.
Rob Senderoff.
Come on, man.
Senderoff. He doesn't know.
No. Do a better one. Ready? Ed Conroy.
He's still coaching?
No. No kidding.
That was him 2 minutes ago. That was him who came up to me.
The Citadel.
We're playing this every show. We're going to play this game.
Yes.
It's who he coached for.
Okay, there we go.
Ed Conroy's Citadel.
Do we have a whole setup for this game? Oh, there's a whole name.
Oh, so we were ready. So this is a tease.
Goodman, tell the story about the time you fired Ed Conroy in the middle of a game.
I fired Ed Conroy at halftime at Tulane. So what happened was, legitimately, I'm not kidding.
Oh, I think I remember.
So what happened was, I knew he was getting fired when their season was over. Okay? So Gary Parrish did it first. I think he tweeted out that the game ended prematurely. He wrote that Tulane lost in the whatever tournament they were in, Conference USA at the time. So then I tweeted out, Ed Conroy's been fired. Well, as it turns out, it was only halftime.
Oh.
So he had to actually talk to his team about the fact that, like, he was not fired yet, but they ended up, I think, winning the game, and he extended it another game. But, yeah, he gives me shit about that every time. I fired him at halftime.
Do you want one more? And then we'll get back to our
–
Do one. Phil Martelli, Jr.
I know this one.
St. Joe.
What do you got, Randolph? You got it?
Randolph's like 1-for-6, by the way, in this. Maybe 2.
And the one
six.
He got right was Stan Johnson.
I'm not sure he got it. I'm not sure
he got it. No, I got two.
He got two. He got Ivan Thomas and Stan
Johnson.
I got
two. All right. Phil Martelli, Jr., Jill's son. He got this.
He said it. One. What is it? Brian. What do you got? He
Brian.
Doesn't know it.
He
didn't know it.
Brian. No, because Timberlake's there. I know Timberlake.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. Not for long, right?
I know. Well, no, but I know the kit. That's why I know the situation is.
I'm going to do one and get you involved at some point.
You have one right
you
now?
You want me to go for one?
Yeah, go ahead.
Right now?
Yeah, let's see if – I mean, I'm sure you could get me. Like the Big Sky.
No, I'll do a real – I'll do a league that you should know.
I got one for
Elon.
That's not the game. It's who he coached for.
Right,
I got one.
No, but Elon is
– You got to get it.
Yeah.
Get who it is.
I got one for you. Hold on. Ready?
Billy Taylor.
Ready?
Billy Taylor. Graham McCaffrey.
Good job.
Jerry Girard.
Who?
Jerry Girard? Can you get a Fanta?
Jerry Girard?
I don't know what he's doing right now.
Jerry Girard.
No idea.
Jerry Mack just took Sienna.
Jerry Girard,
go ahead.
No, I made the name up.
What an idiot. You can't just make up names.
I think I just did.
I'll give you one that I guarantee.
I think I just did.
Guaranteed.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah.
Jarrett Van Rosenberg.
I don't know. Go ahead.
Texas A&M Commerce.
Would have never gotten it. You know who needs to play this game? Who you could stomp?
Sean Paul.
Kevin Sweeney.
And Sean Paul.
Yeah, we have two of them on set.
We should have them both here.
Yeah, Sean Paul and Kevin Sweeney, we're doing. All right, let's get back to this Final Four. I got to ask you this question because you've addressed this already. But if I had told you when he got hired that Nate Oates would be taking Alabama to their first ever Final Four, what would you have said to me?
You're nuts. I would have said you're nuts. I mean, again, when Greg Byrne hired – Nate Oates, it was so outside the box. And I had...
Who was up for that job?
Nobody knew. He went totally rogue. Like, there wasn't anything out there. Greg Byrne does a great job. He did it even with a football coach, a guy he hired from Washington. Like, people kind of surmised that he was going to go after him.
Where's the job rank in the SEC?
Probably like middle top. You know, I'd say Alabama is like... You know, somewhere from like 4-6.
He doesn't.
I'd say 4-6 in the league. You think it's better? It's better. You put it ahead of Arkansas.
I sure as hell put it ahead of Arkansas.
You have Florida up there.
Over Arkansas. I don't get what you're saying. It's the second best job in the SEC.
It's a basketball job. There aren't
nothing in the
jobs.
SEC is basketball it, job,
is
except Arkansas, Kentucky.
Is Arkansas basketball
Kentucky's
job.
The only basketball school in the SEC.
It's a basketball job. Arkansas, that's what
that has
makes
sucked
it
for
so
30
good.
Years?
It's a basketball.
30 years?
Well, Georgetown sucked. That doesn't mean it's not a good job.
I never said Georgetown. And Georgetown hadn't sucked for 30 years.
15?
Just 17.
15?
Hey, that's half.
Just
all
right, 17
that's years. All of y'all asses to take 15 years back. Turn the clock. I sure as hell would.
I think
that's
Alabama,
a long time.
Again, just because somebody makes it a great job. Like, to me, Ed Cooley made Providence a great job. He made it.
I understand that.
He overachieved.
Why is Arkansas a great job? Like I'm being serious. Why?
Because it's a basketball job.
We have spent a lot of time
in the SEC
Arkansas, right?
When there aren't many, and it's got the resources.
It's only a basketball job because their football program has sucked more than their basketball program.
Are there 10 better fan bases out there than
Arkansas? No, I won't give you. I'll give you that. I've been there.
So they've got that.
They're rocking. They've got fan base is incredible.
Insane.
Support's incredible.
Right? Their home court advantage is insane.
Yes.
Their resources are insane.
Everyone in the SEC's resources is insane.
But for basketball.
Not everyone.
For basketball. Vanderbilt's not good for
Missouri.
For basketball.
I mean,
they just don't care.
Okay, you're right. So Arkansas is a better job than Vanderbilt. He got that.
No, South Carolina.
Can you concede that? Arkansas is a better job than Vanderbilt.
No, okay. Arkansas is better than. I mean, there's certain jobs there. I just don't put it that high. I think it's more middle.
I put it too.
No way.
My job's to get the train back on the tracks.
I'm sorry, get it back.
Alabama in the Final Four. Like, how has this happened? Explain to me. You were around this program a little bit. They lost four of their last six games coming in the NCAA tournament. They gave up 117 points to Kentucky. They gave up over 100 points to Florida, Rob. How the heck has this happened? What's going on for Alabama to get here? What impresses you the most?
Well, I think the biggest thing is that they've started defending to a level that has been good enough, right? And we kind of said this about Kentucky all year, Randolph, but you don't have to be a great defensive team every single possession for the entire game, right? You just got to be good enough to be able to score more than that. That's all that matters. You don't have to give up 60 points. If you can score 90,
Rob,
you just got to give up 89.
The reason they're here is because their best defense is their offense. They put so much pressure on you, and no one – how many teams, when you get to the tournament, sometimes it's about style, and have you seen it?
That's true.
How many – you match up on a team that spreads you out, that everybody's playing from behind the three-point line. They're shooting threes at a high clip. And if they're making threes, now they're having you – you're chasing them. Then they're getting to the rim. Their best defense is their offense.
You want to know the truth about why they're here? It's because R.J. Davis in the Sweet 16 went 4 for 20 from the floor and 0 for 9 for 3. And Mark Sears in the Elite 8 hit seven
threes.
Straight threes
in the
second half.
No doubt.
That's why they're here. Let's call it what it is. That's why they're here.
I won't argue that.
Mark Sears. What have you made of his rise as a superstar?
It's crazy. I mean, again, because you look at him and you're like, how? How does this dude carry the team all year? I've said it, like, we saw them in person and we both came away being like, all right, that team, they're okay. Mark Sears, what he's done, because everybody knows.
It's the system.
Is he better than, has he had a better year than Tristan Newton?
Is it simply the system?
Well, I don't know better because, again, it is a different system, right? Like Mark
Has
Sears
he had
does
a better
a guard.
Year?
He doesn't guard. He doesn't guard.
Tristan Newton's had a better year.
Tristan Newton's a better overall player.
I didn't say who was better. I said who had a better
He's
year.
He's had a better year.
Newton's
He's had a better.
Averaging 17.
I mean, Sears has carried that team. It's incredible. It's incredible what they've been able to do. And now, again, you're at the Final Four with a team that nobody really expected to get there. You lost your whole staff. You lost.
That's the thing that's crazy about it. It's not
crazy.
It's not that
crazy.
They. It's not what they've done so far this season. Because I think every single one of us at some point this season said, when you have an offense like that, I would not be surprised to see them get hot and move four in a row. I think we've all said that at some point. To me, what's crazy is that you lose Charles Bediako unexpectedly. You lose Brandon Miller. You lose Noah Clowney.
No one's lost more.
But like based off of
including staff, no one's lost more.
You lose Javon Quinterly in June. You lose all three of your assistants while the portal is opening up, right? You lose all of that, and you still come back this year, and you're able to find a way to be as good as you are. Like, I think that says a lot about, one, Mark Sears, more than anything else, but two, about the way that Nate Oates, the offense that they run works, right? Because the bottom line is this, like, they're not as talented as the Alabama teams we've seen in the past. This team is nowhere near as good as last year's team. They're nowhere near as good as the team in 2021 that had Herb Jones and John Petty in that group, right? I would argue they're not as good as some of the other teams. I don't think this is anywhere near Nate Oates' best team.
But they're here.
The team with Herb Jones, like you said, the team with Petty and Jones, he inherited. I say it all the time. Like, the big thing for Nate was – took a job that really was outside the box, right? Completely outside the box. And that's why we all questioned it. But he inherited enough talent. And where Avery Johnson honestly did not do a very good job, Nate, he kind of they needed a guy like that at that point, right? Nate is a workhorse. He wants to coach. Former high school coach. This was his kind of dream job in a way at the high major level. And he won right away. So people forgot that he wasn't from there. They don't care if you win right away.
It doesn't matter if you're from
they
Jupiter.
They don't care.
I also
it's
don't
like
think I don't
even Pat Kelsey will be like that. Not that he's not from the Midwest, but like if you get shit done right away.
I also don't think where you're from matters
it
all
did
that
then.
Much.
But it did then.
It matters all that much as long as you're able to build relationships, right? As long as you're able to like if you don't have to be from Alabama to be able to go down there and find a way to get along with all the AAU coaches in the South.
Hey, man, you just got you got to build a roster with the cash you've got.
Yeah. And what helped him at the time was he had
been out the window.
How many recruiters in 2020? When did he get the job, 2020? I think he got it in 2020, right?
2019.
At that point in time when he got the job, how many recruiters in America were better than Brian Hodgson?
No, I mean, he's relentless. He's relentless. And he got a job at Arkansas State.
So being able to have a guy that can go out there and build those relationships and get some players certainly helps. But I do think that this is – it's a little bit of a testament to being able to get people to adapt to the way that you want to play, right? Like I would make
it's
the argument –
it's easier to play, though, when you play in a style that translates and you're able to tell kids, hey, this translates. This is what the NBA is doing. He's in very analytical staff, very analytical style of play, and it translates. So when you walk into a house, you're able to walk into Brandon Miller and say, hey, this is how we play. This translates to the NBA. Let's cut the crap. This
and
is what you want to do.
And he NIL. I mean, because he understood
because
the
you
system.
Because it's an easy sell. And then now it's even more valuable than ever because you essentially got, what, four assistants moving off to get head coaching jobs? So in a short period of time, and we joked when we talked to him the other night, it's like – he's going to have to turn his phone off because if I'm an assistant coach, I'm calling him like hell.
And
I want to be on a fast track to get my own damn program.
It's a fun environment atmosphere. We were down there. Preston Murphy, Austin Concher got the head job. Like, Nate is an easy guy to work for. He's an easy guy to work for. His system's fun. They embrace it down there at Alabama. They can kind of go under the radar. You know, they walked into the bar we were in, and nobody knew who the hell they were.
And you know what else it is? You don't have the pressure of one bad season putting you on the hot seat the way that it's a little bit of a different situation with Musk. But one bad year for Musk, and boom, people are like, all right, I don't know if this is the right situation.
Put him on the hot seat. He might just
be leaving.
Like,
yeah, I know, but it's when you are at a place like Alabama where what
football.
They're worried about, like, even right now, how many Alabama fans – fans of the University of Alabama Athletics.
Yes.
How many of them are worried more about the Final Four and how many are worried about the spring game?
They're more worried about if they can sustain football.
I think that takes a level of pressure off of you where, like, you can go out and win and you have the resources you need to win at the highest level, but it's not also the kind of thing where, like, every – they went, what, 8-5 in the non-conference? And how many coaches, if you're at like a Louisville or a Kentucky or a UConn or a Purdue or an Indiana, like you have that record of non-conference, people are going to be like, oh man, what is going on here? No one even noticed because football was still going on. So it reduces the level of scrutiny and public spotlight that you get. And I think that does – it makes it easier, man. You don't have the pressure.
To me, when you look at how they identified their portal pieces – we talked about this last week. They brought in guys who just flat out score the ball. Like, not only is it enjoyable for an assistant coach to be on Nate Oates' staff, if you're a player like an Aaron Estrada who ruled the CAA, a Grant Nelson who ruled North Dakota State, you want to come to Alabama because they know how to produce guys who get to the next level.
Well, here's what's interesting about that is that it took a while for Aaron Estrada to figure out how to play within the Alabama system, because he was a guy that was used to at Hofstra. It was like, all right, I got the ball in my hands, dribble, 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 dribble.
You got to learn how to play without the ball.
Yeah,
he could do whatever he wanted.
Like you got 15 seconds, you make a move, you get to a midi pull up. Right, that's kind of what Aaron Estrada was. Whereas at Alabama, it's like you're not taking middies, you're taking threes and you're taking layups. And it took him a while to figure out how he could fit into the offense and get his shots when they're shots that he wasn't used to taking. Grant Nelson is a guy where, I mean, you talk to that staff today and they will tell you he is so much better than he realizes. He doesn't know how good he is yet. And I think what we've seen is part of the run of the tournament, he's got 9 blocks in the last 3 games. And the knock on them all year, RC, was they could not get stops. And all of a sudden you got this guy kind of figuring out, like, hey, you know what? Maybe I can be better than what I've been in the past.
I don't think they're as bad as maybe their numbers maybe suggested, but I will, like I said, I think their best defense is their offense. because you know you got to play at an efficient pace and you got to score. And sometimes that forces you to take bad shots, quick shots, ill-advised shots to try to keep up. And they're spreading you out. And that's like you joked about, we giving you crap about them making that many threes. But that's, they have to make a high volume of threes. If whoever they're going to put Donovan Klingon on is knocking down shots and it forces him to come out, now you got a game now. Because
you
got
to trade threes for twos.
Well, not just that, because if you pull the big guy out, now I get layups. Now I'm driving closeouts. Now you're chasing. That's what this scheme is.
You're making Klingon uncomfortable is what you got
to
do.
And that's what it does to everybody. So if you run some defensive scheme where you're like, all right, I got to have a guy head underneath the rim, and we're going to drop, you know, we're going to drop on the weak side. You're chasing. You're Xing out. And then they're driving that, or they're shooting threes. It's just they just do a great job with it, and that's why everybody's trying to emulate
it. Yeah, and I do think that the matchup here, for me, I'd be playing Stevenson over Pringle. I think that I don't think that this is a Pringle game, because if you have Pringle out there, Klingon doesn't have to leave the paint, right?
Yeah, I mean, you're right.
Like,
you might as well.
His head under the basket.
Yeah. They got a puncher's chance if they – like you heard me say this before. I've said it 100 times. I think it's small ball. I zone. I dare certain guys to shoot. Not named Kerriman. Not named – who else would I would say? Spencer. Outside of those guys, I'm living with the other guys beating me from three. Five guys rebound, and then let's drive and kick and play. That's it.
It's really remarkable that they're standing here in the Final Four. Like that's the biggest thing here. I mean, you look, you know, the West was wild to say the least. I mean, I thought for sure, I just thought Carolina or Arizona was going to be the one of the last standing, but for both of them, we all did, and it was again, it was Clemson. And Alabama, sorry, Terrence Oglesby, is he done mourning?
But no, but we talked about that, though. That was a team that we said early in the year, and I was with T on it. I thought that team could, Rob, I thought that team could win the ACC early. They figured it out later, and that was a team that we picked. So I'm not surprised that they had the year that they had. It was more of what the hell is going on with them earlier in the year.
Right.
So for them finishing the way we thought they would, they just finished the year, which is probably more important than starting the year that way.
Are you ready to forever put Brad Brownell off of hot seat watch?
Yeah, I mean, I think Brad's off. Not forever. I can't. I'll never say forever with a hot seat.
I think he does his best coaching jobs when
good.
He does.
I know.
He does. He just seems like it.
I might call Brad and just go, "Hey, Brad, do you want me to keep putting you on there?"
Yeah. Just put him on there so they can win.
Can I ask you this?
Hell of a coach.
Here's what I love about working with you three. I can ask you any question. I like to tee up the questions.
Do it. Let's go.
Who is the coach? You can't pick the guy that we're going to talk about here still on tonight's show that you nearly ran into outside the bar earlier. Okay. Who heading into next year has a real hot seat? Who in college basketball?
Real hot seat. I would say of the high major guys.
Yeah.
Who's a really hot seat?
I'm looking at a list, too.
Yeah, I'm trying to look right now and see. I mean, Bobby Hurley probably has a really hot seat here in where
as they move to the Big 12,
yeah,
which that's going to
be
hard.
Yeah, we're in his territory. Wayne Tinkle, those two guys who were in the Pac-12, that's a hot seat for
Jeff
sure.
Jeff Capel.
Didn't they just extend Bobby, though?
No. He's got a new AD, too, coming. So, like, I think he'd be somebody that I think – let's see, who else?
Jeff Capel?
No, he just –
I don't think so. They got four coming back.
No.
Does Wes Miller need to have a good year?
I mean, Mike Woodson.
There it is.
He might be number one. I mean, number one, the AD had to come out basically with a statement saying he's okay this year. He's number one. I mean, Calipari's number one.
We're going to get to him in the next segment.
Mike Woodson might be number two on the hot seat.
Are they going to be good enough?
I mean –
he did just get a good pick.
Who? Is Indiana?
Yeah.
Are they going to get any shooters? I mean, you see they're in there for the big kid, Amari Williams.
Yeah.
He can't shoot
the ball.
So you're going to play him and Renew. We're going to do this again.
They got a great shooter coming in, Liam McNeely.
Yeah.
Right? Liam McNeely, isn't he coming in?
After him.
They got a two-way wing.
Yes.
He's not a good shooter.
Yeah.
Not a good shooter.
Not a shooter.
I mean, it's
no, you got to get shooters. Like, you got to get shooters.
I don't
like,
think
enough
he's bad
of this shit.
Saying, but yeah.
Enough of this.
Basketball to Jeff Goodman is so simple. Just get some shooters, get a point guard, and you're good to go. That's all you need. It's point guard playing shooters. As long as you have point guard playing shooters,
you get no shooters and see how that works out. Because that worked out like shit this past year.
It was not
good. I don't know, man. They were top 100 in KenPom.
Oh. No, they actually were for most of the year. Then they slid their way in.
Well, I'm
going to
tell you, I mean, at the end of the day, Villanova.
Slid in. Yeah, I mean, he's on the hot seat. Kyle Neptune certainly on the hot seat next year. I mean, again, Calipari, Woodson, Neptune, Hurley, Tinkle. I'm trying to think who else. Those are five.
Already?
For sure.
You think?
Man, he makes it.
Kyle Neptune already?
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
He can't miss it again.
Hell yeah.
He can't miss the tournament three straight years. They hadn't missed in 11 years until they missed it last year. Now, this is they paid $3 million for their roster. It didn't make the NCAA tournament. I mean, that's it.
Then you have the retirement watch of Leonard Hamilton and Jim Larrañaga, both of them.
A source told us Leonard Hamilton is flying first class here.
What?
We got a text earlier. Somebody said they saw Leonard Hamilton on the plane. I think Henson. And Hamilton is in first class.
I should have asked Henson.
I like how you just burn
it's
your
McCall.
Sources
it's
right
McCall.
There.
It's McCall.
Just burn your sources. Oh. You just, burn your sources.
I mean, McCall's not a newsbreaker. So, like, MattMcCallSports.com tells us that Leonard Hamilton is sitting in first class.
Well,
which
is
short.
Matt He's McCall is supposed to be on the show tonight. Where is he?
Was RC
anyone see McCall?
No. I did. I was on an upgrade, though.
I got
an upgrade. What airline do you fly?
American.
You're in American.
Delta.
I normally am United out of Newark.
Yeah, I'm Delta out of Boston.
You haven't lived until you've flown out of Newark Airport.
Oh, I've done it.
I've done it plenty.
The new one's nice, though.
It's nice.
It's really nice.
They renovated it.
It's a nice, nice terminal. It's nice.
You know what the worst airport in America is?
What?
Philadelphia.
Why?
The worst airport in America. It is a travesty. It is a travesty. It is a train wreck. I hate that airport.
Coming up, we're going to talk about John Calipari. We're going to maybe play another round of who he coached for, because that's one of the most fun games. And we're going
to
do the draft.
Got
that
draft.
Is next. We're going to do the draft. These guys are going to pick. They're not going to be on the clock long. We're just going to
hold
go.
Hold on. Who gets the first pick? Because I got to prep. And are we doing a snake draft?
All right, hold on. We're going to play a game in the break and see who gets the first pick in the draft. That's
don't do it
next.
In the break. That's content.
So you mean we can't pick?
So the two of you are going to chug that
so
beer.
So we can't pick the same guy? We got to pick somebody different is what you're saying?
You pick, it's different teams. You can't pick the same guy. You go pick by pick.
Yeah, it's a draft.
We're going to run out of challenge. Can we run? Do we know 15 players for RC? Does he?
I don't know.
RC's just going to pick the entire NC State starting lineup.
That's next on the Field of 68 live from the Final Four.
Haven't heard by now, we are partnered with BetMGM.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
We'll be using the BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for the listeners and the viewers of the Field of 68. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, you can use the bonus code FIELD, and you will get up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's the best part. All you need to do is deposit and bet $10 of your own hard-earned money. This is how you make it work. Download the BetMGM and sign up using the bonus code FIELD. Deposit at least $10 and place your first wager on any game. And three, you will receive up to $1,500 in bonus bets if that bet loses. And most importantly, we have some fun stuff coming up for the Final Four. Bet insurance tokens, college hoops, odds boosts, and what I love, a nice little parlay boost, as well as a ridiculous array of prop bets on anything that you could possibly imagine betting on. BetMGM is and always will be the king of the prop bet. So go download the BetMGM app and use that code FIELD to sign up today. By now, you guys have surely heard about Autograph, an app founded by Tom Brady with the intention of disrupting the way that fans consume content covering their favorite teams. Here's how the app works. All of the podcasters and bloggers and digital creators covering a team have their content sent to that team's page in Autograph. Instead of having to bounce from site to site or try to navigate the only safe for work spaces that are left on X, you just scroll through Autograph. This isn't a hard sell. This is the truth. I'm a UConn fan. I use the Autograph app to keep up with the writers I read and the pods that I listen to. The best part is that every piece of content that you consume gives you reward points. The more you get, the more chances you have at things like discounted tickets and signed memorabilia. Whether you are a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. After a six-month season loaded with cross-country travel, I can promise you that proper recovery is a priority for me these days. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this episode of the Field of 68. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or the EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Whether you're here in New Jersey or at one of the hundreds of other locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. If you're interested in experiencing the EE system technology for yourself, go to unifiedhealing.com/unified68 to learn more and find a center near you. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or as a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including the EE system.
Welcome back to Hus Brewing Company, one of three Hus Brewing Company locations here in Phoenix. They've got four, this ownership group, across town. We're at East Monroe Street, downtown Phoenix, Arizona, the home of the 2024 Final Four. First time the Final Four is here since 2017, that year. Who won the national championship in 2017, RC?
I'm too busy listening. Teddy Pendergrass in the background right there.
It came from
I don't know
ACC.
If y'all been listening because they had Shaka Khan on earlier. So
yeah, it's been
I'm
a good playlist. North Carolina. John Fanta, Jeff Goodman, Rob Doster, Randolph Childers. Rob, there's so many ways that people can follow our content this week. I just heard Tristan Freeman's here, and we said, what are you working on? He goes, I'm working on.
Yeah, the daily. He's grinding it over there, working on the daily.
What is the daily for those who are just joining
the
us for the first time?
The daily is where you can keep up with everything that goes on College Hoops. Every morning, it's delivered to your email box. All you have to do is subscribe, so make sure you do that because it's absolutely awesome. And you can do it like 5 minutes. You can catch up on everything.
It's good, and it's going to be effective during – it's really portal. Important during the offseason with the portal.
Yes, there is nobody no else off-season. Does it. Yeah. Nobody else does it.
All right, are we ready for this draft?
I've never been more ready for anything in my entire life
than
I am for this draft right
now. So how should
we
decide who picks first in this?
Like
you always do. You always come at me first, so why not give me the first pick?
Look
but
at
I wait. I wait.
Well, based on your shooting percentage tonight, you would get the first pick because it was the worst at the time.
No. Rob is two for like
No.
So who should we?
It's not me.
Okay.
I've had the best things.
What do we think?
What do you mean?
Pick somebody first.
How might I not have the best things?
How about RC and – yeah, all right. I'm thinking of a number from 1 to 10. All right, I've got the number. Go ahead.
3.
9.
6.
It was 7. You all get the first RC pick in the draft.
Zach Edey.
Snake draft, right?
Jeff is third. All right, Trevor and Dagan in YouTube chat, you're going to track. So Randolph is first, and he picks Edey. Okay. Robert, you're picking second.
Let me think about this. Hold on. Let me do a little game planning here.
Wait a minute. I mean, this
I'm taking Cam Spencer.
Did Doster make a mistake with the second pick in
this
draft?
No, I don't think so. Okay. No, I think he's okay. I'm going to take Klingon and Braden Smith.
Klingon and Braden Smith for Jeff. Back to Doster.
Give me Mark Sears.
Mark Sears is Robert's pick here. And now we send it back to Randolph Childress.
Newton. And we playing off, they got to be in their natural positions, right?
You can be.
You pick any five. We're going to pick. The YouTube chat's going to vote.
You only get five, though.
Give me Caravan and Tristan Newton.
Newton and Caravan. So you have Newton, Caravan, and Edie.
I do.
That's a pretty damn good team.
I know.
You have two first-team All-Americans and a totally unsung
hero. Give me Steph Castle.
Damn. Steph Castle. DJ Burns is still on the board. There's not been an NC State player taken in this draft. But you already picked Klingon.
I know.
You have Klingon and Braden Smith.
I don't know if they can play together.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I agree. I don't think that.
That's why I said the position. I'm a dominating. That's why I took
you
the
need
pick.
A
tough spot here.
It's hard. The guy with the number one pick right now. But this is key. It's the key pick here.
What do I have right now? What do I got?
You have
Klingon and Braden.
Klingon and Braden. Nobody's picked DJ Horn. You get two picks here, remember, man.
Yeah. I'm going to go. I'm going to go Aaron Estrada. Aaron Estrada. And I'm going to take DJ Burns just to make sure. I'm going to try to play those dudes
together.
Wow,
he's got
I'm
Burns
try
and
to go
Klingon
big.
On the same team.
I'm
going to
try
team.
To go big.
He's got Burns and Klingon on the same
what you got?
Team. Robert?
This is tough. This is tough. Who do I have right now? I have Mark Sears, Steph Castle, Cam Spencer. Have I only made three picks?
Yes.
You need a big. You
need a big bad.
That's why I took Burns.
Yeah, he took Burns and Scrooge.
He's
taking
take
it's fine.
Samson
he can have
Johnson,
DJ Burns.
Nick Pringle.
Grant.
Grant Nelson, man. Mohamed Diarra.
Yeah, I'm taking Grant Nelson. Give me Grant Nelson.
Grant Nelson.
Okay, I'm right. taking DJ Horn. I got it. Hey, man, my squad is kicking ass. Don't worry about what just look at it. Okay. I dig a DJ Horn. And I am.
One more pick.
Let me see what
here.
The Ross is looking like.
Oh, get out of here.
We just had a potential job there.
Yeah, I might get some tampering charges here.
Right.
I'm going to say I got one more pick.
Ten.
And
five, four, three,
Casey Morsell.
Two, Casey Morsell. Robert, you're on the
Killing
clock here.
Them.
30 seconds. This is a Final Four
chip.
Draft. It's thrilling radio.
Give me the chip.
If you're just, yeah. I mean, you have more. He has Tristan Newton, Casey Morsell, Zach Edey, Alex Caravan, and who's the fifth?
DJ Horn.
That's a pretty damn good team.
I'm kicking y'all ass. I just want y'all to
beat
know.
That team.
A man of many talents.
You know evaluating talent.
Rob, you're in the NIT, man. Get your squad
I
out of here.
I am in the NIT.
Yeah, by the way.
No, they lost.
They
in the CBI.
In the NIT final in the CBI. Tomorrow night. Josh Schertz versus Shaheen Holloway tomorrow night.
Let's go.
Rob,
I'm trying to
pick. This is horrendous radio.
We're struggling right now.
Running out of guys,
right
man.
Now.
Hey. Well, he was Hurley's son. He's
yo. They're 41-0 when Andrew Hurley plays.
Oh, no,
he is. You need help.
A buzzer.
You know, last year you had this idea, and you feared it would go this way, and so now we tried to execute it. Go ahead.
Give me Fletcher Lawyer. I'm going full small ball.
Nobody picked him.
Full small ball.
Give me Lance Jones.
Fletcher Lawyer.
That's it. Lance Jones, you're done.
I'm done?
So, all right, Jalen. Do you have that? Lance Jones was the last pick. Fletcher Lawyer was Rob. So, let's – RC's –
without a doubt, Randolph's got the best team.
I think RC's got the best team.
My team does not stink.
No, wait, hold on. If Jeff has the best team – or if Randolph has the best team, who of these two has the better team? YouTube chat. Listen, here we go.
You can't play Jim. Donovan Klingon and DJ Burns together.
Mark Sears, Steph
Mark Sears, Stephon Castle, Cam
That's
Spencer,
good.
Grant
That's
Nelson,
good.
And yeah. Fletcher Lawyer. Now, Donovan Klingon, DJ Burns, Braden Smith, Aaron Estrada.
That's the worst defensive team in the country.
I'm look.
That's the worst defensive team.
I'm not beating you. I'm whooping his ass. I'm not beating you. I'm whooping his ass.
I don't need defense.
I'm not beating you. I'm whooping his ass.
No way. No way.
And that.
I got Clint Cobb.
And that, my friends, was the final four.
I got the best squad.
Was the final four draft.
You do.
Which now leads us, as we've hit 6:42, potentially my favorite topic of any show that we do. John Calipari in Lexington.
Do you want to bring him over? He just walked by. Why don't we bring him over for the sake of
I don't think that would work out all that well.
He's not around.
let's turn to John Calipari. So, obviously, there was drama with the loss to Oakland and then with the televised interview between Calipari and Mitch Barnhart, his AD, as the fellows are going to retweet out the link to our show. So, these two people get into a room and go on local TV and talk about how they're connected, and they talked about how they're going to go out and how you want to go out on a high note and all that stuff. In other words, like, he's getting another shot. And just so you know,
they don't really love each other. Barnhart and
Cal.
Do
they like each other?
I don't know if they like each other. They deal with each other, but the relationship has not been – there's not been a lot of synergy there over the last few years.
So I guess here's my question, because if I'm a Kentucky fan, being a Cleveland sports fan, I found myself asking this question with a lot of my teams through the years. What's going to change, and what's it going to take for me to actually buy back in? Because if I'm a Kentucky fan, I'm out now. I'm not buying into anything. So, like, what needs to happen, for my opinion as a Kentucky fan, to change? I'm speaking for all Kentucky fans right now who are out.
I mean, it's the construction of your roster. That's what's got to be different. Because, again, if you have the right pieces – you don't need the greatest X's and O's coaching staff. What Cal is, a master motivator and handler of egos. He's great at that. We can all admit that. There's going to be no doubting. But what he needs is the right players, the right – I mean, listen, he got lucky last year. He got lucky just to be able to get Antonio Reeves back and get Trey Mitchell. It could have been a shit show in the regular season if he went in with all those freshmen.
The biggest thing, and you're not wrong, like, you got to adjust what you're doing. I think you think this, and I know T.O. thinks that it's going to pivot back to the freshmen as we move forward in time. I don't think it is.
Not next year.
No. I don't think
and
that's
going to be. He's got 1 year left to prove himself.
Yeah,
this is
if you don't get it done next year.
I don't think that that's necessarily the way to go. Not with NIL keeping a lot of these guys in and around college basketball for longer than expected. But I think you need to keep leaning into the style that you were playing this year. Don't say, oh, we lost in the first round of the tournament, so let me go back to playing a big guy that can't shoot, a point guard that can't shoot, and pound everything in through the glass and just do nothing but run that floppy action over and over and over and over and over again. But you got to get older, man. Like, you have to be older. I just think that it's that simple. Now, the key might be trying to get back, and I know – a lot of these guys have already into the portal, and some of them are very clearly going to go pro. But I think you have to be
who
able
do you
to
want
start
back. Who do you want back? It's realistic because you're not getting Dillingham back.
Are you getting Reed
Shepard
back?
Probably not getting Shepard back.
Could you?
Listen, could he come back? Sure, he could. But man, in this draft, where honestly Reed Shepard is probably a top 10 pick.
Why would you?
You know what's funny about that?
Crazy.
He might be a top 10 pick in this draft. He might be able to scrape together more NIL money as Reed Shepard.
I know,
for
but
the
how
University
do you not
Kentucky.
Go if you're a
you
top
have
10
to go.
Pick.
You have to go. Because if you're a top 10 pick, you're going to get, what does it end up being, like $30 million guaranteed? Yeah, like, you have
it,
to
it
go.
Would be Brent, a bad business.
I feel differently than you guys on all of that. I know it's a bad draft. I don't see the rankings. I don't see NBA teams picking some of these guys. Like,
I'm going to ask you
give
to
me
do
a turn, Shannon,
tonight,
over a guy like that.
I'm going to give you, honestly, I'm going to give you some homework tonight in between all the drinking you're doing.
I'm not drunk enough to believe I'm picking a lottery pick on a 6'3 kid that plays below the rim. And I'm no disrespect to these guys. They're good.
Are
I think they're good players.
Are you giving him a homework assignment?
But, yeah, I'll do it.
I'm giving him a homework assignment.
Give it to me.
I guess here's
my pick. Go ahead.
I guess here's my thing. Like, this seems to – am I wrong for saying, like, this is staring Cal in the face? The solutions are there because other people are able to do it. You just said it. You don't need to be a mastermind of X's and O's. They can get
the right players.
Any kid they want, Randolph. What, no. What the hell – why isn't this happening? And do you think it's going to happen? Call your shot. Do you think he will adapt, or a year from now is he gone?
My concern with him is that adapt in what way? Because everything which we guys all – everybody's dancing around is they're asking Cal to change. Cal hasn't changed. Let's say it what it is.
That's the
You're
problem.
Asking – and no, listen.
But he brought in – wait, a couple years ago he brought in Oscar.
No. That's not what I'm saying.
Transfers.
I'm not saying – that's not what I'm saying when I say change. When I say change, I'm talking about from what's being reported. Stylistically, they're not running anything great. They're not scheming you open. They're just lining up with these guys. And I don't know, is there an input from his staff on this, on the way they play? Or is this just Cal saying, I got it?
I think there is an input from the staff. Because if there was an input from the staff,
where?
It wouldn't be. That's why he, what's the guy, John?
Welch.
Yeah.
John
I think
Welch.
That he changed the way that he played this
sure
season.
Welch,
in what way?
More than a
no, man, and I'm not trying to be smart. In what way you feel he changed?
They didn't throw everything into the post.
They didn't have the personnel. When my backcourt is lottery picks, I got to go with my guards.
So he did. So he changed what
did. No. The personnel dictated how you had to play. That's just – you'd be an idiot to say, hey, I got Oscar Tshiebwe coming back, and then I'm going to play something different style. So the personnel dictated we play a different way. That still doesn't mean he changed. Does he feel as though he needs to change? And what I mean
All right, so we're
so
on the
I'm
same,
not saying
the, no. We're on the same page because I think what's going to happen is he's going to see this first round exit and he's going to say, "I need to go back to getting 17 different big guys. I need to go
Rob,
back."
No, Rob, because that's an anomaly. That one year with Oscar Tshiebwe is not the way he's always been.
No.
That's not the norm.
But
that was. That was him going with the level of experienced guys. I disagree with that. Usually he'll get the top freshman guys, and whatever that freshman talent is, he did with it, like he did this year. This year was more of an indicative of, I thought, how he played, saying, hey, my strength is with these freshman guards, and let them play.
No, my
Oscar Tshiebwe year was not –
that's an outlier.
It's an outlier.
But it's – my point is that they run this. It's not modern offense that they're running.
What they go back to is
having no shooters. They run that same floppy action over and over again. They run the same sets. It's the same like four plays.
Well, if that
and
happens,
they did not do that this year.
If that
even
happens,
with
he's
Tshiebwe,
be out of a job.
Yeah, even with Tshiebwe, they still did that same thing where they're just running dudes off of those same sets. And like that's my biggest issue. And that's where I thought that he actually made a step this year was that he spread it out.
And again, none of us are qualified to suggest anything to Cal. He's one of the greats, and he'll
qualify.
Wait a minute! No, hold on. I mean, I always say, and even as this is changing, we are compensated to talk about these things and to talk and to a coach is open to criticism.
True, and you're right. Let me say that. And Rob,
let me
be clear, because I'll stand on what I say, and I ain't afraid to talk shit to none of these
dudes. I know
you're
not.
Let's be clear with
that. But you know what I think?
Cal ain't whooping my ass, so I ain't worried about that.
I think his assistants are there comfortably.
No.
His assistants don't go in his office.
The problem with that is your assistants are there. You brought these dudes in there. If you want to say something he could do, why don't you get out of the way and empower them and then CEO this thing?
Isn't he the CEO?
I don't.
Empower who? The assistants?
Empower his assistants.
They're yes men.
Yeah, that's
only yes men to if you're dictating that. That's an indictment on him.
Is it a good staff?
Yes, for what he wants.
I mean,
that is it.
For
right
what
there.
He wants, and it goes back it. To that. Say what you want. This a staff is only as good. That's
come
why
on.
When you
come
guys,
on. Let me say this.
You guys say this all the time. You'll be like, this guy's a good assistant. Your guy's a good assistant. An assistant is only as good as his damn head coach allows him to be.
Come on, man. You and I could recruit. You were at Wake. If you ever had the power to recruit for John Calipari, you tell me you can get top 25 players in your sleep.
They get top 25 players.
The right ones. Go get the right ones.
They lost a battle.
Go get the right
ones.
They
lost a battle to Duke. And I've said this before. They've lost a battle to Duke getting the guy.
Duke gets the guy. They get the guy in the class these last couple years.
Cooper that's Flag.
That from going back, the Paolo Banchero, going back, the Zions, the going back, they have won the battle of let's get the guy in this class. They have. When's the last time outside of Anthony Davis?
You know what part of the reason is?
Why?
I'll give you part of the reason.
Yeah, why?
John Shire's outworked the hell out of John Calipari on the recruiting trail. Part of it. It's part of it. It is.
When this goes back prior to Shire, Shire ain't been in that long. We're talking about Zion.
He's outworking
everybody.
K
was still there then.
I'm just
so you're saying K was doing it?
And
let's cut it out. Don't act like K was out there burning up the trails now. He made his annual Peace Jam trips. Other than that, he wasn't in Indiana on the West Coast doing all that. He showed up at Peace Jam and said, hey, I'm here. You coming or you're not?
Listen, the bottom line is this thing could flip quickly. And he can win if he gets the right players there. If he gets the right transfers. If he gets the right mix.
But he's not.
Like I always said, what did I say when they got DJ Wagner? What did I say to everybody? Why? Wagner and Willingham.
Right.
Why? 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 You need another big guy. You needed a veteran big guy off the bench. You didn't need another scorer.
He needed an experienced guard.
Fine.
With
another
the
one
freshmen,
of
you needed an experience.
Antonio Reeves had a great year.
You needed an experienced point guard.
That's what did him in. Here's the problem. The problem is, you're talking about how you help these kids and how you help. You can help 21 and 22 year old kids. And at the end of the day, get out of here with the helping the kids.
Yeah,
You're paid to win. Stop with this dynamic of trying to balance the five-star freshmen with dudes that are going to win you games, Cal. Because at the end of the day, what kid, what senior transfer wants to play on a team where he's going to have to be fighting for time with the five-star freshmen?
I think he's got to flip the mindset to instead of building a team of freshmen and plugging in the holes with the fives, with the fifth years, the fourth years, the transfers, the grad transfers.
With veterans.
Build a team and a program where you get a little bit of continuity, right? Bring in some guys that are going to be there for 2 or 3 years and then plug the gaps with some of these five-star freshmen.
Maybe Danny Hurley?
You guys can't think 2 or 3 years down the road. It's not happening.
Right.
It's 1 year. Nobody's doing that. UConn literally with Klingon, it's a hometown discount. He's a local kid. It fell in their lap. Like sometimes you just sometimes you're just fortunate enough and luck, Lady Luck's on your side. You get a local kid that wants to be there, and Klingon just comes in behind him.
Wait, hold on.
2 and 3 years, Rob?
So you're telling me that UConn was lucky to get Cam Spencer after they went after Nick Timberlake?
What happens
if Nick Timberlake is there instead of Cam Spencer?
If Donovan Klingon ain't on his staff, I don't give a damn who else is on his staff. They ain't going nowhere.
All right.
And if Donovan Klingon shouldn't, if he wasn't a local kid, this is a totally different thing.
We got 4 minutes here.
You don't think so?
We'll be back to this discussion. There's a guy in a Santa outfit now. It's the Grinch.
It's the Grinch.
We had Shrek. The Grinch is in the house. He's going to give – is he giving you a ride to dinner?
What's up?
Where's the Grinch? Yeah, where's – you got to have your mask if you're driving.
We had
Shrek earlier motor right on by, and the Grinch, he's there. Do we have him on camera here?
He's coming.
Come on over, Grinch. Grinch, come on over with Goodman.
We got a Grinch.
The best of friends here. Come on over, Grinch. Grinch, who do you like in the Final Four? Who do you like? Come on over. Come on over. Are you responsible for UConn's travel issues?
Oh, man.
How are you? Come on. Who do you like in the Final Four? Yourself? You're going to steal the Final Four from us?
UConn or Purdue if they get to the title game.
You.
UConn or Purdue?
Purdue. He went with Purdue. He likes Purdue.
I like Mr. Grinch. Mr. Grinch. What's on the docket tonight? Okay. All right. You're going to be giving people rides. Shrek earlier was riding his bike. Are you a friend of Shrek? You are? Yeah. Okay. Have a great night. All right. Out of all the things.
My man's off.
Are you and the Grinch related?
Somebody might have called me the Grinch.
Of the day.
Yes. It's time for final thoughts. I want you guys to each give me, I'm not going to hold it to you, something bold that you think could happen this week.
I get in trouble whenever I give bold predictions.
Why? You were right on UCLA missing the tournament. You nailed that prediction.
I don't know. Doster,
reminds me of all the predictions I get wrong.
You got a lot of bad ones wrong. The vaulted predictions. A lot of bad ones wrong.
I knew it! Shrek! Shrek! Shrek is here! Ladies and gentlemen, Shrek!
Shrek, who you got in the Final Four? Who's winning?
In the Final Four, Shrek. UConn or Purdue?
Look at the eyes, man. Scaring me. Freaking eyes.
Shrek likes UConn.
Shrek likes UConn. Wow.
Shrek likes UConn. All right. UConn. Shrek. What's this? Oh, there's a third one. There's a third one.
Who's joining us next? Who's joining us next?
Oh, it's the donkey.
Donkey.
It's Jeff Goodman. It's a jackass.
Now, can I borrow your Shrek mask? No, it only goes on you. These are only you.
I would let you wear a donkey, but you can't wear Shrek because that's me.
Where's Fiona?
You know, I've had to ask. And the entertaining brain saying, get it. But the brain I'm listening to says, you know, we don't quite think you have the equipment for that one.
Okay.
Oh, got it. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
No Fiona.
Shrek, thank you. What's that? He doesn't have the equipment to beat Fiona.
Correct.
Did you get the joke?
Yeah, I got it. I got it.
I got the joke.
Randolph, do you have a bold prediction here before we get off the air?
I'll start. My boldest prediction is one of the two underdogs will be ahead at halftime in the national semifinals. One of Alabama or NC State will be up at the half.
If I had to say, a bold prediction would be Purdue wins the national championship.
Okay.
I mean, that's really the only bold prediction that you can make. But
oh, well, you can make the boldest, which is one of NC State or
Alabama
win.
So you're saying one of them is going to win.
Not.
Lock it in. Paul Stabby. Paul Stabby, lock it in on vaulted.
I've never said that.
Lock it in on vaulted.
Changes everything I say. He misquotes me.
Wrong.
I'm so disappointed. Look, Stanford Steve is from Ansonia, Connecticut.
He's
from Ansonia, Connecticut, and he is wearing a Purdue shirt on SportsCenter right now.
Tomorrow on the show,
he is getting disowned by the entire city of Ansonia.
Surprises. I think, you know, Bruce Pearl might be here.
Rob books the guest, right?
In the next few days, we could have Grant McCaslin. We're going to have a lot of people. Andrea Hurley hopefully will join us.
So
we will have a loaded next
if they ever
days,
make it to
okay?
Phoenix.
Thursday, Friday, we're going to have a lot of good guests coming on, as usual, as we've done the last couple of years at the Final Four. No place better to be than listening and watching Field of 68.
And no place better to be than Huss Brewing Company.
Hey, and I'm shouting out the DJ, because first I had Shaka, then I had Teddy P, now I got
– you hear that?
Oh, yeah. Man, y'all
– just had Marvin Gaye.
I got Marvin Gaye playing. I'm good. I'm done.
We're at Huss Brewing Company.
Randolph Childress is ready to go play a basketball game right now. That's what I'm saying.
Are you? You're going to play?
He's getting dinner.
Well, he's got homework.
He does some homework.
I gotta do my homework.
He does some homework
tonight.
To do.
For
That's
RC,
right.
For Rob Doster, for Jeff Goodman, I'm John Fanta. Thanks to Trevor, Valise, Dagan Hughes, Jalen, Tristan Freeman, our entire crew. We're back tomorrow, 4 to 7 Pacific from Huss Brewery, right at East Monroe Street. Stop by and see us. We'll buy you a beer. They got so many great brews, from the Orange Blossom to the Scottsdale Blonde to this Lopes Lager for Grand Canyon.
The Lopes.
Good night, everybody. Night one in Phoenix in the books. We'll see you tomorrow at 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.